Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I've got a notice here that you guys sent us, and we're just wanting to find out some information on it.
Certainly, certainly. Hold on one second. Let me pull up file here. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code by chance that's on that piece of paper?
Yeah, it's 2311.
2311. Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Sorry, 2311. My computer's being slow this morning. Okay, please go ahead.
And then dash 4201.
4201, okay.
Dash 0049.
0049, all right.
Dash 5753.
5753. One second here. Let me just pull up your file. Mm-hmm. Shoot, it's not... perhaps I... wrote it down wrong. Could we try it one more time? It's not letting me to pull up your file here.
Okay. 2311.
2311. Okay. Got it.
4201.
01. Got it. 4201.
0049.
0049. Okay.
5753.
5753. Let's go. All right. Am I speaking with Aristio?
Aristio Montano. Yes.
Aristio Montano with MedX Home Healthcare, correct?
That's correct.
All righty. I just want to confirm a little bit of info with you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. In case we get disconnected, what would be the best number to reach back out to you on?
Error code 956.
Okay.
And... here 821.
821, okay.
7866.
7866. Perfect. Okay, so just real quickly, I just want to confirm, is the business a proprietorship, partnership, C Corp, S Corp?
It's a C Corp.
C Corp, perfect. And you guys have been around since 2007?
2005, I believe.
Five, okay.
I believe 2005.
Okay, and then you are located on 4800 West Expressway 83 in McAllen, Texas?
That's correct.
Excellent. Okay, and then just in case I need to shoot you out any information, what would be a good email address to do that?
Send it to emontano.
Okay.
Digital. And then R... as in Robert, G as in Gilbert, V as in Victor, .com.
.com. Got it. Perfect. Okay. So what you received was an offer for funding. We have a multitude of programs. If you just let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction and see where we can be a good fit for you.
Well, we're looking at doing some working capital right now.
Okay. Is there you bringing on new employees or purchasing inventory?
Yes,
or?
Bringing on new employees.
Nice.
Also, we want to bring on new employees. We do a little some marketing also.
Employees
and
marketing.
Also do some basically those two are the most important ones that we're looking at.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys are growing pretty decently.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, marketing and was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you're looking for?
Not really. I mean, we were looking into, it just depends on what your rates are and all that because,
okay.
The thing you sent me here was for $250,000, so I don't know if that's a set figure by you guys or how you figure that out.
Yeah,
but,
we're just
looking at to see how much we qualify for.
Okay, so our working capital program is based on the gross annual sales of the year previous. Do you know what you did in sales last year, by chance?
Probably like 2.2 million, somewhere around there.
Okay, so we were able to lend 10% to 15% of that top line revenue. So we definitely, upwards of 2.5 to almost, 2,500. To 300,000 would be something that we would be able to lend you if that's the amount you're looking for. You're looking for a little less.
Like I said, it depends on your rates, because
okay.
I've talked to other people, you know, I mean, I've gotten a lot of offers in the last month, and we've been kind of shopping around to see who gives us a better deal.
Gotcha.
And we've had a lot of people call us and offer us, and, you know, that they'll do it, but they're outrageous rates, you know, so it's like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to pay 50% interest, you know.
No, that's insane.
So, well, I don't have to do that. I mean, I can go to the bank and borrow the money a lot cheaper, you know. I mean, and I've already spoken to the bank, and, you know, the bank will do business with us, but it just takes a longer process.
Yeah,
and
they want to.
I understand you pay a higher interest, you know, for a quicker response, but we don't want to get outrageous either, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
totally
you
understand.
Need to look at that.
So you have gotten some feedback from the bank then, and, you know, I know that going through the bank, it's an arduous process. They're looking at financials every month. You know, if anything slips up, then, you know, it could screw the whole process up. So it is, I totally get where you're coming from. With our working capital program, it starts at about 10 cents on the dollar, you know, and that's the best case scenario.
Okay.
So you borrow 100,000, you pay back 110. You know, that's the
oh,
simplest.
Okay, okay.
So
well, that's still not too bad. I mean, what's your terms in terms of, what's usually your terms, though? Are they, a lot of these are coming back saying, oh, we'll do 8 months, you know, 6 months, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that short term.
Right.
But,
what's
your usual term?
So typically, first-time customers, it's anywhere from 6 months to 24 months. Was there a specific term that you had in mind?
No, I'm just looking at it from, I mean, if we do, for example, 24 months, 12 months, 18 months, you know, I mean, we can work with it. It just need to know how much is it going to cost us to do short term. And that's
right.
What I'm looking at. I just want to make sure that we're looking at it a decent, you know, I mean, amount. And we understand it's a short term. We understand that it's going to cost us. But we also don't want to end up paying, you know, I mean, Jesus, if I'm going to borrow $100,000, I'm going to end up paying $200,000, well, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I mean, and that's what I'm looking at is, so that's why I was calling, because I got your card here that came in the mail, and I said, well, you know, let me give him a call.
Yeah.
You know, and see, and I noticed you have the term here up to 5 years, 3 years, 3 years, and you have all these things on here, so I said, well, let me call.
Yeah,
but I mean, if it's something we can look at, we can definitely take a look at it and see what you offer us, you know. You
sure.
Know, and because we've been around for a while already, and
yeah, you have good time in history. And how would you rate your personal credit?
Mine is at about a 670, somewhere around there, because I carry a lot of weight on my personal credit because. You know, I use it a lot for the business, and that's another thing I want to try to do is get away from that.
You know,
because I mean, I use my personal credit for the credit cards, for the American Express, for this, for that. You know, and I want to try to get away from doing that because it affects me personally too. Because I'm using the credit for the company,
right?
And I like to try to get that out of there. Or, you know, we haven't really borrowed any major money with this company.
Okay,
it's pretty much been. Small amounts, you know, here and there, like for, you know, a car or, you know, office equipment, where we do leases for office equipment, stuff like that. But we haven't really done a major loan for cash infusion, you know.
Gotcha.
And that's what
gotcha.
We want to do right now is for working capital, we want to do a cash infusion.
Okay.
Like I said, I've talked to a bunch of people that have called me and, you know, and a lot of them have told us we've already qualified. Just by them running our, you know, I sent them the bank statements. They look at them. They go, well, you guys are pretty much qualified. The only thing is that what I'm looking at is a dollar amount. Okay, what am I going to spend to borrow this money?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's why I said I don't know where you guys land. But if you're saying it's 10 cents, I'd like to look at you guys and see maybe something we can do something with you guys, you know, and see if it's something feasible.
Yeah, you know what? That's the best case scenario. I don't want to, you know, give you false hope and say everyone that we lend to, it's 10 cents on the dollar because, you know, that's not the case.
Right.
But that would be the best case scenario with, you know, decent credit, good time in business, and good cash flow with the business. You know, that is definitely a possibility. So, and you know, it's again, it's a pretty simple process. We would have to look at some bank statements. We'd look at the tax return, and we could get you some feedback inside of 24 hours. You know, if you like what we have to say and our offer, we can you know, have funds wired into your account in another 48 hours. So it's a very expedited process. It's pretty painless as well. Just a one-page application.
Okay.
I'd be
Well, do you want to send it to me and let me fill it out and I'll send you whatever info you need. Send me what you need and I'm willing to take a look at it and see what you come back with, you know.
Certainly. I can I'll send you a laundry list of the it's like three or four items, and I can shoot you an email to the emotano at digitallrgv.com.
Digital and then RGV.
RGV, got it.
Right, digital and then RGV.com.
Okay.
Actually, what's your Hold on, let me. I'm here in front of my computer, so I can send you an email right now. That way, you get
Perfect.
My email address.
Yeah.
Because I'm using. Okay, let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
What's your email address?
Mine is Z. Miller.
Okay.
MILLER at Bank of Cardiff, and Cardiff spelled CAR. DIFF.com.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure because it got cut off here. The letter Z, right in the beginning. Right?
Correct. And then Miller, M I L L E R.
Miller? Oh, hold on. Z Miller, okay.
At bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, it's spelled
Cardiff, right? Cardiff, like the letter you sent me, Cardiff.
Yeah, like C-A-R, like car. D as in dog. I as in island. F-F as in Frank. Frank.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay, and let me send it to you right now.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and as soon as I receive that, I will put together, I'll respond to that, and send you the list of the items that we would need. And then again, you know, once I receive it, I can package for underwriting. As soon as I get it over to them, we usually have feedback for our customers inside of 24 hours. There you go.
Okay.
Here it is.
Get it?
Yep. Eddie Motano, here is my info.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. And Digital Office Systems is another company that I own also. So I'm sending it from this email.
Okay. I will.
The other company is called Medix Home Healthcare. This is another one that I also. I'm sending you from that email because I have my personal email, but I've been having issues with it, so I'm just sending it to you from this one.
Okay.
And let me ask this one.
Sure. And let me ask you. So what do you guys do? What does Medix Home Healthcare do? Do you help people like inpatients at people's homes, things of that nature? Or?
Yes. That's what we do. We do.
Like elderly care, and
we send nurses to the people's homes to basically their head, what they call they can't get out of bed, you know, they're like, for example, they permanently disabled and they can't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
We send the nurses to go and do assessments according to the doctor's orders. They do basically if they need to get you know, diabetic syringes or whatever needs to be inserted, or there's medication we got the nurses to provide. You know, so it's basically we're doing a service for the doctors that are ordering us to do it. You know,
okay.
because they issue the orders in terms of what is supposed to be happening for this patient,
mm-hmm.
and so we basically take care of we do the work. In other words, so what the doctor.
Okay. Wants. So do you guys do physical therapy and stuff like that too, or?
We do subcontract that. We don't do it. We don't have the internal ones, but we do subcontract mm-hmm. that part.
Okay.
It is part of our organization, but yeah, we do that also.
Oh,
there's
nice.
There's several things that we're into on that.
Okay. Great. So I will. Actually, once we get off the phone here, I will respond to the email you sent me, and I'll shoot you the laundry list of the items we'll need. And, as soon as you get it back to me, I'll start going to work for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
And Eddie, did you have any other questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Is there any other?
No,
other...
just as soon as, I mean, I'll get you this info. As soon as you send it to me, I'll turn around and send it right back to you. Hopefully I have everything.
Perfect.
And hopefully you can give me some kind of an answer pretty quick, you know, in terms of what you guys are offering so that we can see what we're going to do, because I want to get something done already.
I hear you. Yeah, you know, we move pretty quickly. We could actually probably get something done by, you know, the end of business on Friday if everything looks good.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Eddie, keep your eyes peeled. I'll shoot that over to you in about 5-10 minutes here.
Okay, all righty. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.